40 years ago this week, Gordon Moore, who co-founded Intel, predicted that about every 18 months, the number of transistors on a silicon chip would double. That prediction has held true, and it's resulted in progressively smaller, faster computers. Now, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports, engineers worry that Moore's law may not last forever.
To understand what's so important about transistors on chips, a trip to the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California can be helpful. In a first-floor exhibition room is a 1961 IBM computer, the size of a basement refrigerator.
It was considered pretty svelte in its day, actually. It is less powerful than a calculator you could put in your pocket.
Senior curator Dag Spicer explains that the computer is currently calculating the square root of 2, which appears to be taking hours.
You could do probably a trillion times more calculation in the same amount of time. It's like the difference between a horse and buggy and the space shuttle.
And what makes the difference is the number of transistors that can fit on a silicon chip. In 1961, there were about 2 to 4 transistors on a chip. Today, it's as much as 178 million, says Spicer. In Silicon Valley, Moore's law became a benchmark and a call to arms.
People started to see this line and go, well, he says we're supposed to be there, so let's work towards getting there. And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Getting more transistors on a chip has changed the world for most consumers, says Gordon Bell, a senior researcher at Microsoft.
We now can process your pictures very rapidly. And for people playing games on computers, why the games are more realistic.
And it's possible to fit 5,000 songs on an iPod and take photos with a cell phone. But chip makers are already working on an atomic level. And getting even smaller is both harder and costlier, says Stan Williams, a senior fellow at Hewlett-Packard Labs.
It's just getting more and more expensive to solve all the problems. So will we be able to afford continued improvements that silicon technology would absolutely require that we do?
Williams and others estimate that the industry only has about 15 years before silicon chips reach their limit. Hewlett-Packard is researching affordable alternatives. Here in the HP lab, Williams shows how they're working with a simple grid of wires and molecules to replace the complex patterns of today's silicon chips.
What you're seeing there are individual wires, the smallest of which are only 6 nanometers wide. That corresponds to 18 atoms.
Other companies like IBM and Intel are looking into ways to extend Moore's law, such as the use of extreme ultraviolet lithography or carbon nanotubes. All this tiny technical talk can be hard for most laypeople to grasp, but Williams says getting more transistors onto each chip remains an economic imperative. He says staying ahead of the curve is what has given America an advantage in the high-tech global marketplace.
The entire industry that we're in depends upon these continual significant improvements with time. And if we were to come to a point when that wasn't happening, well, it would very, very quickly all move offshore.
But unlike Murphy's Law, which says that everything that can go wrong will, Moore's Law is for optimists. It posits that things will just keep getting better. And most scientists in Silicon Valley are determined to make sure that they do. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.